From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. Oil and gas company BP confirmed on Tuesday that a worker at Prudhoe Bay has tested positive for COVID-19. It's the first confirmed case of the illness at the massive oil field in northern Alaska, where many workers live in close quarters. BP is the operator of the field. In a statement, the company says it's eliminating, quote, all non-essential activity at Prudhoe. And it says it's following procedures and protocols to minimize the risk of the coronavirus. A spokeswoman for BP did not immediately respond to additional questions. It's unclear where the employee is from, what conditions the employee is in, and whether they have exposed others. The company also did not provide specifics about which work activities qualify as essential. BP has previously said it has developed new measures to prevent the spread of the coronavirus on the slope. Those include checking employees for fevers, extending many workers' shifts to at least 3 weeks, and increasing cleaning. It also said its out-of-state workers will self-quarantine for 2 weeks in Alaska before flying to the slope. And small business owners in Juneau could soon be eligible for city-funded loans, but not yet. On Tuesday night, the Juneau Assembly discussed an emergency resolution that would provide $3 million in city money to the Juneau Economic Development Council for distribution as loans. The resolution ultimately failed by one vote. There's a higher bar for emergency appropriations to pass the Assembly. This needed 7 votes to pass, and just 6 people voted in favor. But the Assembly can still reconsider the resolution at tonight's special Assembly meeting. Several Assembly members said they supported the idea behind it, but wanted more time to examine the details. Assembly member Carol Treem said businesses in Juneau need relief right now, and this is one way to help. If passed, businesses would need to have fewer than 26 employees and could be eligible for up to $50,000. Business owners awarded loans would be required to make a good faith effort to maintain their payroll, the same as before the global COVID-19 pandemic. And now to Ketchikan, where hospitals are gearing up to fight a possible surge of coronavirus cases. KRBD's Eric Stone has more on that story.
Administrators at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center say they can now accept 9 COVID-19 patients at a time in an isolation ward designed to keep the virus from spreading. And so far, that's been sufficient. Peace Health infectious disease specialist Catherine Burnham says only one patient has been hospitalized in Ketchikan so far.
So I think right now we are doing great with the capacity that we have, but we have the capacity also to expand quite a bit as we need to.
But she says the hospital could raise the number of COVID-19 beds from 9 to 25 fairly quickly. And if those start to fill up, Burnham says that other hospital wards could be repurposed in a matter of days. That would bring the total to 47 beds for patients infected with coronavirus.
So we definitely have the capacity to expand the number of beds we need as the surge that's anticipated comes to us.
Right now, those isolation beds are empty. Burnham says that as of Tuesday morning, Peace Health Ketchikan doesn't have any patients that have tested positive for coronavirus. And since the outbreak reached Ketchikan in mid-March, officials say only one patient has required hospital care. But that leaves the question of staffing, even if the hospital has plenty of equipment to handle an influx of patients, who would staff them? Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Director Peter Rice says the hospital could reassign some staff.
We have clinic doctors who previously worked in the hospital, poised and ready to join the hospitalists on the inpatient side as needed.
Nurses from the Peace Health Clinic could also be reassigned to the hospital. Rice says specialist doctors like anesthesiologists are also ready to help COVID-19 patients. That's because the state restricted elective surgeries earlier this month. Rice says Peace Health Ketchikan is also asking its Washington state-based parent organization for additional respiratory therapists. Those are specialists who help people with breathing issues common with COVID-19. Beyond adding capacity, hospital officials say they're also trying to simply keep as many people as possible out of the hospital. They're offering telemedicine, limiting visitors, and stepping up home treatment for things like physical and occupational therapy. As of Tuesday at noon, 13 people have tested positive for the coronavirus since Ketchikan's first case was announced on March 17th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
And in other news, hunting season is open, that is, for teddy bears. In Anchorage, Juneau, and Sitka, folks are putting bears in their windows, providing a welcome distraction for parents adjusting to new routines, and a lot more time with their children during the coronavirus pandemic. KCW's Catherine Rose has more on that story.
Gracie, look up at Gracie's house.
Does she have a bear?
Joda Bell is walking around a Sitka neighborhood with her 2.5-year-old daughter, Maisie. They're hunting for bears, not the big ones that are just waking up from a long winter slumber, the kind you find hibernating in the toy chest, teddy bears.
What?
I see a bear.
That's one. Let's count all the bears we can find.
Usually, Maisie spends time with her grandmas through the week, but now that social distancing is the new norm, her mom is working from home, and they're having a lot more mother-daughter time.
We do a lot of arts and crafts. We've had the Play-Doh just living on the table, trying to do something new every day, but, you know, we're kind of running out of art supplies and instruments.
So when teddy bear hunting came along, it was a welcome distraction. In the last week, bear hunts have cropped up all over the state, likely inspired by the 1989 Michael Rosen book, We're Going on a Bear Hunt. Participants put a teddy bear in a street-facing window of their home, then families can go hunting for them. They're hunting for bears in Anchorage, Juneau. In Kodiak, they're sharing rainbows in windows, though, inspired by a movement that started in Italy. Tatiana Perkins is an admin for the Facebook group Sitka Teddy Bear Hunt. Her cousin created the group after she saw bear hunts were trending all over the country. And overnight, over 50 Sitkins put bears in their windows. Perkins says it's a testament to Sitkins' resiliency.
Even during this time where there's such high levels of stress and anxiety and uncertainty, we can kind of break away from those feelings and really focus on some cheer. I mean, just at my house alone, my 6-year-old has been running to the window. Look, there's another car. And they stop to come check out our bear, and he waves. And it just brings so much happiness to our home alone and the community itself.
There's a map with pins of the different bear locations. This week, that map is full. There are over 200 households participating. But some things still needed to be clarified. Originally, the group was called Sitka Bear Hunt, but there was a little confusion and concern from folks who weren't in the loop yet, Perkins says.
They could easily see, you know, we're so unique. We live in Alaska, and there are real-life bears out there, and they're starting to wake up out of hibernation. There's already been some real-life bear sightings, but this is strictly just a teddy bear hunt.
DeBell says the activity is welcome. It's been hard to teach her daughter Maisie exactly what's been going on.
Yeah, she doesn't understand that she can't go see her friends or her cousins. She said, I just want to hug everybody. Tell her, no, I'm sorry. We have told her that there is a bad cold going around and we need to keep everybody clean. And so she's getting really good at washing her hands and singing happy birthday. And she understands that we all need to stay really clean. But yeah, she's kind of turning into a little weirdo without socialization.
Maisie loves hunting for the teddy bears and particularly loves the bear displayed from their neighbor's boat. DeBell says the hunt gives her a boost as well.
This is really hard. I'm a teacher, and so I see people every single day, and I didn't realize how much I would miss that. It's very challenging. So having this bear hunt and having people, even though we don't get to talk to each other, but a little bit of, you know, away from a neighbor, it's really nice. And it's a reason to get out of the house, which is also really nice.
So if you want to go on a bear hunt, you don't need a permit or any special gear. Just walk down the street. It's a quick reminder that you're not alone. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
And in other news, the Alaska Marine Highway System mainline service won't be back up and running until mid-May. The ferries Columbia, Kennecott, and Tustamina were scheduled to return to service later this month. A statement by the Department of Transportation Wednesday says the three vessels are on schedule to be overhauled by Vigor Alaska. But the ferry crews needed to prep and provision the ships have been sent home due to COVID-19 precautions. Travel restrictions implemented by a number of Southeast Alaska villages has also lessened demand for passenger service. But DOT says essential grocery deliveries will continue throughout the public health crisis. And the Department of Homeland Security has extended the deadline for getting a Real ID to October 2021. The federally compliant Real IDs were set up to be required by October of this year for anyone traveling by plane throughout the United States. Rural Alaskans had a hard time getting their IDs because many don't have access to a DMV office. Now, the coronavirus pandemic is making access difficult for people throughout the United States, too. In a statement, Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf said states across the country are temporarily closing and restricting access to DMVs. And taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of tonight, it's clear and lows around 20. Tomorrow, sunny and highs around 40.